Fans, as we welcome you back, baseball on a Saturday night from Priest Ranch Wines. Boy, I got a nice email from Melissa Miller this week. Our 2018 Cabernet Sauvignon is here. We're so excited to announce the 2018 vintage of our Cabernet Sauvignon. It has arrived. Aromas of, listen to this, ripe berries, oak, and licorice can be found on the nose, while hints of vanilla, black cherry, cassis, and plum fill the palate. The warm days and cool nights during the 2018 growing season were perfect for producing a stunning Cabernet Sauvignon with 24 vineyard blocks from our estate. It's smooth while maintaining its structure, which makes it enjoyable now, but it will also improve with age. So the 2018 Cab is a bold, hefty, full-bodied choice to savor in a glass on its own or pair with your favorite flavor forward dish with loved ones. So you can stock up for Father's Day or simply treat yourself to a very, very, very special quintessential Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon. So info at PriestRanchWines.com. They've got all sorts of delivery methods. And, of course, the tasting room up in Yountville, you can have curbside service up there. So absolutely check it out. All right, that is Priest Ranch Wines. A pleasure now to bring in someone I've known for many years. He is one of the leading sports photographers in the world, and I say that very honestly, and that is Brad Mangin. And Brad is a major part of the Willie Mays book with John Shea, 24, Life Stories and Lessons from the Say Hey Kid. It's a fabulous book. It's out, and we've talked about it many times on air. But there are pictures in this book that are absolutely perfect photojournalism of the life of Willie Mays. And Brad, you had a major part of putting these pictures together. So welcome to the show, and I appreciate you being on.
Well, Marty, thanks so much for having me. It's really a fun opportunity to be able to talk about Willie Mays and photography and John Shea's great new book, 24, along with Willie Mays.
Yeah. Well, honestly, let's talk about you a little bit, because as I say, and I've known you for so many years, and you've done so many things with Brian Murphy and different books. How did you get involved in this business of photography, and especially sports photography?
Well, the short version, I went to San Jose State, majored in photojournalism in the mid to late 80s, interned at the Contra Costa Times, wanted to be a newspaper photographer back in the 80s when that was a great viable job. Was lucky to be hired by Frank DeFord and Neil Eifer as the Bay Area staff photographer at the National Sports Daily in 1990, when my co-workers were columnist Ray Ratto and beat writer Mark Fainaru-Wada, and that lasted for a year until we went out of business. But it was a great experience, met a lot of people, kicked around for a couple of years, and started freelancing full-time in 1993. And I've been doing that since 1993. My main client for most of those years has been Sports Illustrated, although that's pretty much come to a really awful close with the economy and the publishing business. And but I've done a lot of work for Major League Baseball and all sorts of other clients, and published three books after every Giants World Series win with Brian Murphy, and was involved in a great project involving Matt Maiocco from NBC Sports Bay Area and with Letters 87 when Dwight Clark passed away a couple of years ago. And so I've been kicking around here for quite a while, just doing what I love, and that's photographing sports.
Well, it comes across in your work. Brad Mangin with us, M-A-N-G-I-N, local here in the Bay Area. But as I say, one of the top sports photographers, I think, in the world. All right, so let's talk about the book. And, of course, I know the book, and I helped John a little bit in putting it together in a very minor way. But 24 Life Stories and Lessons from the Say Hey Kid, it's one of the top sellers in the New York Times bestseller list now. How did you get involved with John on this project?
Well, I found out that he was doing it pretty much last April. We were talking in the dugout before a game in San Francisco, and, you know, it's no secret to anyone that covers baseball that as far as the writers are concerned, that John Shea for years has been the one baseball writer that Willie has trusted over the years and has always talked to and given John access. And John's always been able to write about Willie in a great way, and Willie's trusted him. And trust, as we know, is a huge deal in the game and sports and any type of journalism. And especially when you're someone like Willie, who over the years has been burned in the past and had different things not go his way. And I've thought, my gosh, if John Shea is going to do an authorized book with Willie, it was really going to be with Willie, not just a couple of interviews, but, you know, John hanging out at Willie's house for hours and hours and hours for many, many times, and the relationship over the years. So I knew this was going to be like the end-all Willie book of our time. And knowing that these type of books are word books and not, you know, it's not a coffee table photo book, but it's a word book. Normally these type of books have a quick and dirty, glossy section in the center of the book with like a dozen mm-hmm. or so black and white pictures. But I wanted John to be able to, you know, take advantage of this and have a lot of pictures that help illustrate Willie's life. And I just forced myself upon John. I said, hey, you know, I've been around. I'm a scholar of the history of baseball photography. I've lectured in Cooperstown 3 times about it. Let me help you. I know who shot the pictures, where they are, and how to get them. And he agreed to let me help. And I'm really glad he did. And he really got serious about it and really understood how important it was to have good pictures go along with the great words that he was putting together, you know, with Willie's help.
Well, it's a great story the way you did this, and that you really were successful, because it's not just a bunch of pictures in the middle of the book. You open the book itself, and the pictures are in the attached to sort of the cover and the first page, and then you go to the back cover and the page before that. But when you look at the pictures, they're all in color, pretty much all in color, but they tell the story of Willie Mays' life, and they're all such unique pictures. Many I have not seen before, probably 99% of them I had not seen before. Where did you find these pictures?
Well, luckily we had a lot of time, and the first person I went to is a good friend of mine, and I know he's someone you know well, and that's local big Giants fan Rick Swig, who is also a very good friend of Willie's, and I've known Rick for a long time. I met him through legend Michael Zagaris years ago. And Rick has become quite a successful amateur photographer in his own right, and he's been around with Willie in special places where no one else has been. He went to the George W. Bush White House with Willie back in, God, how we screw this up, in 08 or 07. You know, he's got pictures of Willie and George Bush that nobody has. He's got, you know, Willie and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Tommy Lasorda at the Scouts Dinner down in L.A. And all kinds of just unique moments of Willie and Mike Murphy together in the clubhouse, a beautiful moment. A lot of great stuff that he shot that he wanted to contribute to the book that I knew he had. We spent a morning, me and John, over at Rick's house last May and looking at his pictures. And then also he's a collector and he has thousands of pictures that he's bought at auctions and collected over his time, including the most incredible work by a very famous Cuban photographer, Osvaldo Salas, who photographed all of baseball in New York City in the 50s, including lots of Willie. And Rick donated graciously this work to the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown years ago, but he still retains the rights to be able to donate him for a book like this. So Rick was our first major stop to get unique stuff, and that really, really got us a head start that we knew that we had something to build on.
You know, it's amazing. And when I look at the book and I keep opening it, and I keep opening it to the pictures. I mean it. I keep opening and looking at the pictures, and I'm just attracted to the pictures. And what is it about the pictures? Well, the more I look at it, the pictures tell the expressions of Willie Mays. And I don't know if you intended it that way or not, but if you look at just the chronology of the pictures, you see him as a young man, an older man, a ball player, and as he is today, and the great pictures in the White House and things like that. But it's his expressions in the pictures that tell the story of the soul of the man. Do you feel that at all?
Oh, yeah. You know, and Marty, you know, me and you have had conversations before about, the, you know, one of your favorite old photographers, Ozzie Sweet, from back in the day. And, mm-hmm. you know, the great portraits and being able to bring out an athlete and a ball player's personality. And, you know, me and Michael Zegaris have had these conversations of what we would have given to have been able to photograph Willie playing in his prime. I mean, talk about a photographer's dream. You know, we see the old highlights and the old film and look at the old pictures and his facial expressions. I mean, his face today, when he smiles and his fight, mm-hmm. his face still lights up a room. And
that's the
you
deal.
You capture that and you see mm-hmm. these moments of him over time. And mm-hmm. and it's just incredible. I mean, I photographed John and Willie together in February, and they were talking for like an hour, and Willie was just hooting and hollering and talking about the 73 series in Oakland and telling old stories, and Mario Aliota was there, and Willie's giving Mario a bad time, and Willie was just having the best time, just laughing. And these pictures I have that I shot of Willie just talking to John, I mean, he's 89 years old, and the smile, I mean, it's Willie Mays. And there's no one else on mm-hmm. planet Earth that looks like Willie Mays. It's just incredible.
Well, Brad, you said it exactly right. That's incredible because the pictures do show that expression, and that is the say hey kid. Right up from being a kid in the Negro Leagues, right up to being the man he is today in the world. So I think what you did is a major part of this book, and it's a major part of enjoying the story of Willie Mays, but it's the expressions on the pictures you chose that really make the book just jump out even further. So I know John put a lot of time into it and interviewed a lot of people from events of Willie's life. And then Willie commented on it, and there's never been a book like that. So it is one that's very special. And, Brad, you had a very big part in it, and I congratulate you. And it's just another step along your legacy of doing amazing things here in the Bay Area for the writers. So appreciate having you on.
Well, thanks, Marty. But before I go, I need to shout out to there is a third person who's not getting credit that me and John like to give a bad time to, who was the guy that behind the scenes that John has no book without, and that's Kurt Aguilar, who was John's good friend, former copy editor at the Chronicle and the Merc, who's now retired. Kurt was the copy editor that saved John's life so many times, went word by word, line by line, chapter by chapter, came up with the title of the book, said 24 chapters, 24 for Willie. And I just got to mention Kurt because he did so much behind the scenes. Grew up in the Bay Area, knew Willie's life cold inside and out. And, you know, it takes more than – John Shea is terrific. We love John, but he will tell you that it took way more than him. And it's that's what makes the book so special.
Yeah, you can tell. You can tell by all the people involved and all the interviews and everything putting it together. So, John Shea, of course, we love and congratulations. And, Brad, glad that you could be part of this. Anytime your name is part of any book, and it's always with pictures and photojournalism, you know it's first class. So, Brad, thanks so much, as always, for being on, and we'll see you soon.
Well, thanks so much, Marty. If there's anyone who can appreciate Willie, it's someone like you who really knows him better than most.
Well, I appreciate it. It's one of the honors of my life. All right, that is Brad Mangin, the book 24, Life Stories and Lessons from the Say Hey Kid. The pictures in there selected by Brad, and they tell the story. Just look at those expressions. You will really enjoy it. All right, more coming up, KNBR 680-1045, the sports leader.